With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Concerns about 2019 are growing as the U.S. trade war continues. Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue says he's confident that farmers can plan ahead for market conditions. But this year, the U.S. largest agricultural export, soybean, is down 98% to China, the crop's largest importer. Farmers Union President Mark Watney says farmers rotate their crops for better yields and to control disease, typically between corn and soybeans, which means leaving out soybeans would also affect corn.
Just to suggest that being soybeans is low, we all switch to another crop and everything's magical, it doesn't work that way. We tend to flood those other markets and we lower those prices. Then we have the same scenario playing out where we're planting something that doesn't make any money.
The Trump administration created a $12 billion emergency aid program over the summer to help farmers caught in the middle of the country's escalating trade war. The administration made $6 billion available in September. The other half is expected to be available soon. But Watney says it would have been more effective if the U.S. had brought other countries along to fix trade imbalances.
You have so much better chance of having success, but alone we take a huge risk of not only losing this thing, but losing a market for as far in the future as we could estimate. And we could really see a crisis. This is way more serious than a lot of people want to admit.
And Watney says it's hard to know what the future holds. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington.